Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Did you know that township governments in Michigan govern 96% of the state's land areas and provide essential services for over half of Michigan's residents? Well, we hear a lot about the struggling cities and school districts. How exactly are townships managing their finances? The Michigan Township Association today holding the first ever Tout Your Township Day in Lansing. More than 160 township officials coming to the capital city from across the state. Larry Merrill is the executive director of the MTA. He joins us now. Larry, thank you very much for taking some time on WILS.
My pleasure, Michael Cohen. How are you tonight?
Very good, very good. Now, this event, what is the real purpose? I mean, is it a matter of getting some attention from state lawmakers?
Well, no, not so much to get attention, but we know that they're focused on reforming state government and local government, and that's a great goal. There's always things that you need to do differently and make sure that the public is being well served. But townships aren't particularly well understood by a lot of lawmakers and the general public. So our purpose today was to make sure that they understood that townships operate differently than cities and counties and school districts.
So tell me, though, how are townships doing financially on the whole? I mean, are they struggling just as much as our cities are?
I'd have to say no, they're not. And it's for a couple of reasons. The cities have a lot of financial struggles because the industries that have propped up their economies have been particularly hit in the last 10 years, where townships have a more diverse tax base. They're more residential, more agriculture, and they're also more flexible in their expenditures. They're not locked into a lot of employee contracts, so they've been able to contract their expenditures to meet lower revenues.
I see. How big of a budget does the average township have?
Well, what is the average township? You know, townships change in size from a small of 10 population to a population of 101,000. There are townships with budgets of around 100,000 to $60-70 million. So an average, it's hard to say, but probably a couple million dollars.
I see. Now, when you say townships are run in a different way than cities, what would you say is the primary difference between the two?
Well, size is a huge difference. By being more of, you know, smaller in revenue, they tend to, you know, monitor their revenues a lot more closer. They don't have as many employees. The township board members themselves serve a lot of administrative and staff functions for the township. So it's a whole different culture. There's more of a goldfish bowl with townships. The residents tend to pack their meetings and want to ask questions. And, you know, you can't fight City Hall, and a lot of people just sort of distance themselves from that form of government.
You know, we hear so much about funding of Michigan roads and how our roads are falling apart. Would you say that's an area where townships are particularly affected?
It is an area. It's interesting you ask that. 5 years ago, townships spent $90 million a year on roads. Today, they spend $165 million on roads, and they are not statutorily required to spend a nickel. They do it because their county road commissions, which they partner with on roads, have so much less money to work on today that the townships have to pick up the slack and fill that void.
And what about county resources? Are they typically, would you say, equally allocated throughout a county and to all townships appropriately?
Well, that probably depends on the service. You know, there are some things that counties do regarding courts and social services that are more appropriately focused on cities. In some counties, Ingham being the exception, in a lot of counties, the county sheriff's department provides road patrol, but it's been very well publicized that Ingham County Board of Commissioners decided to discontinue that service. So it really depends on how much clout, I'd say, the rural area has compared to the urban, and that differs from county to county.
Now, when it comes to what the type of actions and type of legislation the townships would like to see state lawmakers pursue, is there one primary area that townships tell you that this is where we want lawmakers to focus on?
No, actually, for the most part, the townships are functioning pretty well today. we'd like, for some of our larger townships, we'd like a little stronger boundary protection. There's some old archaic statutes that put some townships like Meridian to be unusually and unacceptably vulnerable to land transfers. But other than that, it's really more to talk to lawmakers so that when they adopt reforms that affect all local governments, such as dealing with labor laws, that they understand that townships do operate differently and that sometimes there's unintended adverse consequences by a one-shoe-fits-all approach to reform.
I see. Unfortunately, out of time, Larry Merrill, Executive Director of the Michigan Townships Association. Larry, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us this evening.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your interest.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about salt. An article in the New York Times says that we might not know everything we think about salt, and it might not be that bad for you after all. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.